Why did you go into education, Curtis?
I had a unique perspective having a parent as a teacher because I think I was able to sort of see through the myth that a lot of kids have, which is that teachers are more robot than human, number one. Number two, I would say, once again, all roads leading back to you on this one, that you taught me the skill of empathy really early on. You taught me to imagine what it would be like to walk in someone else's shoes, and that's a very valuable skill as a teacher. And so it's not about, I don't get excited about, oh my gosh, that War of 1812 this year. I cannot wait to teach that. No. It's about working with a student on a personal issue or some sort of conflict resolution thing that could have blown up that didn't, or those sorts of things that kids will take with them, not the facts. I'm genuinely excited about building relationships with students. The first day of class every year, I always tell them the main event, that's the phrase I use, the main event of school this year and every year for you is not what's in this textbook. The main event for you is when you fail, what you do next. Because the facts, you can always look up. I don't even know how we spend time teaching kids lots of things that they can Google in 8 seconds. That's a waste of time, you know what I mean? But the main event, what they really need to get to is learning how to overcome failure and how to treat each other. And some students are very bright academically, some struggle. And so at some point in your life, you're going to hit there's going to be a ceiling you hit intellectually, academically, for 99.9% of us. So how do you get over that? Or how do you get over a personal conflict with a friend or a parent or a teacher? How do you overcome that? That is the main event of school. And that is way harder to teach than a fact or the result of this war. You have to build relationships first in order to teach those things.
I'm so excited that you're in education, and of course I'm going to be a biased mom here, but I know you're impacting these kids in a positive way. So keep going on.